Good Enough for Now, a Merlin podfic written by Embroidery and read to you by Fens and Marshes. Merlin had just finished bandaging his knuckles when Arthur came in and tossed his duffel on the sofa. "What did you do, Merlin?" Arthur asked, taking a bite of a protein bar. "What, this?" Merlin held up his bandaged hand. Images of that morning flashed through his head, climbing a brick wall, breaking a window, slipping into the abandoned warehouse to save the prisoners trapped within. Arthur rolled his eyes. "Don't bother, you're a bad liar. Don't tell me you burned it on the toaster again." Yeah. Merlin pulled a sheepish face. Arthur shook his head. "I don't know how you lasted so long as my assistant." "I have other talents, you know." Merlin put his supplies into the first aid kit and closed the lid. "You do? News to me." "Piss off." Arthur grinned and flipped Merlin off as he walked backwards into the bathroom. It wasn't long before he came out again, a towel wrapped around his waist, his shaggy hair hanging wet around his face. Despite the fact Merlin had seen Arthur in a towel hundreds of times, it still made him flush, seeing Arthur's strong chest, the V of his lower ab muscles disappearing under the towel. "Do my K-tape for me?" Arthur asked, waggling the roll of blue tape in Merlin's direction. Merlin rolled his eyes and held up a hand. "I'm not your PA anymore." "Funny, when you were, I distinctly remember you saying you weren't my physio. I think you just like to whinge." Arthur tossed him the tape. Arthur smelled clean, like his favourite brand of soap. Despite the shower, there was sticky residue from the old K-tape on his shoulder. Merlin rubbed baby oil over the remnants of glue, painfully conscious of Arthur's warm skin beneath his fingers. It was yet another thing Merlin hadn't gotten used to. This closeness, so physical, but with no emotion behind it. Just something that had to be done whenever Arthur sustained an injury at training. Arthur grabbed the TV remote and turned on the news. "Reports are just coming in that the Mayor Pendragon's anti-superhuman task force have captured the Gladiator," the anchor said, shuffling a stack of papers in front of them. "While the situation is still developing, it is expected that she will stand trial next month. Stay tuned throughout the evening for more." Arthur tensed under Merlin's gentle hands. "I should be out there with them, Merlin. How long will my father keep me in training?" Merlin focused on the task at hand, sticking one end of the tape down, pulling it upwards, and smoothing it down onto Arthur's skin. He was glad Arthur couldn't see his hands shake. It was commonly believed in the super community that the Gladiator would never be captured. If the Pendragon task force had gotten good enough to arrest her, how long could Merlin possibly hold out against it? "I'm sure he just wants you to be safe," Merlin said, fiddling with the roll of tape. That was one thing he and Uther could agree on. Neither of them wanted Arthur out in the field. The rate of injury and death among those on the task force was ridiculously high. Why Uther thought a group of regular humans was a good way to counter superhumans, Merlin couldn't imagine. But beyond the risk of injury to Arthur, Merlin might have to fight him someday. He didn't want to have to choose between giving up his fight against supervillains and hurting the man he loved. "None of us are safe while superhumans have free reign over London." Arthur got to his feet, too agitated to remember to take the towel with him. Bizarrely, despite the adrenaline coursing through him, Merlin wanted to laugh at the sight of Arthur pacing the apartment while Starkers. There was plenty Merlin could say in response, but there was no point. He and Arthur had had the same argument several times. He knew exactly how Arthur would respond to anything he said. "Come on, there's nothing to be done tonight. Wanna order a curry?" He picked up the remote and shut off the TV. Arthur stopped pacing and looked at Merlin. "Are you ill?" "What?" Merlin couldn't help but laugh at the non sequitur. "You're not going to argue with me?" Merlin shrugged. No sense in having the same argument for the umpteenth time. "Finally, something we can agree on." Merlin balled up Arthur's towel and tossed it at him, hitting him square in the face. "Come on, then, let's agree on which curry place to order from." His heart still beat faster than he wanted it to, but if he could get Arthur off the topic of superhumans, that would change. Arthur threw the towel right back. Merlin sputtered as the damp towel hit his face. "Hey!" "The regular place, but only if it's your shout," Arthur said, disappearing into his room. Merlin tossed the towel onto the floor. "Why should I pay? Your dad's the bloody mayor." "I'm not 7 anymore, Merlin. I don't get an allowance." "You still got an allowance when I worked for you." Arthur poked his head out of his bedroom as he pulled his shirt over his head. "How'd you know that?" Merlin considered lying, but Arthur would see right through it. "Morgana told me." "That traitor." "Don't tell her I told you." Arthur flopped down onto the sofa next to Merlin. "Only if you buy the curry." "Deal." Merlin picked up his phone. "But I get to pick the movie." "Deal." Merlin couldn't help smiling as he pulled up the menu and put in their regular order. Someday Arthur might catch him, but for now they had their familiar routine. That was enough for him. The end. Thank you for listening.